Simon looked around wildly, then spotted a troll spear lying among the rocks. He caught it up and circled around the giant, whose reddened eyes and wide flaring nostrils were fixed only on Sludig. The creature's shaggy back loomed before him like a white wall. A moment later, before he even had time to be surprised at himself, Simon was leaping forward over the slippery stones, thrusting the spear as hard as he could into the matted fur. The shock of impact leaped up his arms, rattling his teeth, and for a moment he slumped strengthlessly against the giant's broad back. The Hoona threw its head up in a howl, weaving from side to side as Sludig drove in from the front with his spear. Simon saw the Rimmersman disappear, then saw the beast bend, shuddering, and knock Sludig to the ground. Coughing blood, the giant stood over Sludig, feeling for its club with one arm, clutching at its red dripping stomach with the other. Mad with fury that this horrible thing should strike at his friends, even while his own life leaked out, Simon snatched a handful of its pelt in one hand and the wagging spear butt protruding from the giant's back in the other, then dragged himself up onto its back. Reeking of wet fur and musk and rotting meat, the great quivering body straightened beneath him. Huge talon-nailed hands came up, smacking sightlessly in search of the insect that had lighted upon it, even as Simon drove his canut dagger to the hilt in the giant's neck, just below the contorted jaw. A moment later, he felt himself caught up and flung loose by wrist-wide fingers.